This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go there with Shira and Ryan, Channel Q.
Now, many organizations are trying to get ahead of the misinformation around monkeypox. And one pharmaceutical company, Gilead, is helping to fund more education for LGBTQ plus groups. Joining us to discuss more is Jane Stafford, Executive Director of Public Affairs. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I'm really glad to be here.
No, we're happy that you're here as well, because I think we should start this off by asking, like, who is Gilead? What do you all do? Speak to us about that.
So Gilead Sciences is a biopharmaceutical company, and we're based in the Bay Area, just south of the San Francisco airport. And for 35 years have worked to bring life-saving medicines to people in need. Really to create a healthier world for people. And the company is committed to doing that by advancing innovative medicines to prevent life-threatening diseases like HIV, viral hepatitis, and more recently in cancer.
And so let's get into what you're doing for monkeypox education for the communities that you are helping to serve. And was this something that you had been working on, or you expedited because of everything happening?
It's a great question. So I think one thing that's important to note is that throughout Gilead's 35-year history, we've worked with community organizations to address critical public health challenges and healthcare disparities, particularly those faced by the LGBTQ plus community and among people specifically impacted by HIV. And so the conversations, you know, as soon as the first cases of monkeypox were detected in the U.S. and around the world, conversations started to come up about the disproportionate impact of this on the communities that we care most about. So particularly if we think about the percentage of HIV positive people who have gotten monkeypox, and then if we think more broadly just about the disparities where monkeypox is cropping up, we're seeing the same populations that we work with around the globe. And those are primarily focused on organizations working in HIV and HIV prevention specifically.
Yeah, and what's really interesting is I think I would love to know about the process of choosing the organizations that you're working with. I mean, why are HRC, GLAAD, the National Black Justice Coalition, and the National Center for Lesbian Rights, you know, chosen? And do you think about smaller organizations, kind of like grassroots organizations who are just as important, but aren't as, I guess, have such a huge media platform that can talk to the masses? What are your thoughts around that?
Yeah, that's also a really good question. And I think so we did this really quickly. And part of what we were trying to be responsive to was what we were hearing from community. And one of the first things that we were hearing from community is there is misinformation, there is disinformation, there's lack of information access out there about MPV, how it's transmitted, what are the public health messages that are being conveyed. And so one of the things that we decided as the first prong of our approach was we have to deploy public education and vaccine communications campaigns, and we need to do it as widely and as deeply as we possibly can so that every community around the country and across the globe can get access to accurate information about MPV and really quickly. We also wanted to make sure that that was happening kind of in every way, shape, and form. And so the organizations that you listed, the GLADs, the HRCs, the National Black Justice Coalition, and the National Center for Lesbian Rights, were kind of logical go-tos for this initial component of the work we're doing around MPV. They have a megaphone. They have the ability to get messages out very, very quickly, very, very widely, and across a number of different platforms. And each one of them brings kind of a unique expertise to what they're doing. So if you take National Center for Lesbian Rights, for example, they have and acumen and lots of expertise on the legal side. And so they can sort of think about what are the legal issues and is there information and misinformation being shared that they could respond to. And then you think about GLAAD, and, you know, GLAAD can get to influencers and celebrity who are reaching out to them to say, we don't know what to share, you know, with our followers about MPV. Can you help us out here? So that was a pretty easy decision on the sort of groups that we went with on the out the gate on the public education campaign that we're starting. And I think that that's the rationale for the large groups. What I would say about the smaller organizations, the small grassroots organizations, both here in the U.S. but globally, is that we are also responding to them with these emergency funding. So we are making up to $50,000 available for existing grantees to apply for to do exactly this, which is respond to the NPV outbreaks in their areas.
Wow.
We know that this is having a huge impact on small organizations. And we also know that organizations are having to divert funds that they had allocated to other critical programs, right? And so by making these dollars available to them, our hope is that they'll be able to use these dollars and continue to, you know, provide the critical services that they're providing.
Yeah.
While using these dollars either for education campaigns or to fill, you know, workforce shortages, which we know there are going to be. You know, that we're really trying to attack this at from as many angles as we possibly can. Imagine that, you know, we're going to continue to learn as the MPV evolves over time. So this is our first effort out the gate, but we're paying a lot of attention to how this is going to evolve.
Well, thank you so much for joining us to break all this down. I think it's so important in the work that you are doing to make sure everyone is fully educated is very, very important. So Jane Stafford, the Executive Director of Public Affairs, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.